Before reading the scripture, I would like to just say where we're going with this in Matthew and in Isaiah. And we find that earlier on in this chapter of Matthew, Matthew is speaking of the demise of John the Baptist, and then the warning of woe to unrepentant cities. Apparently, his disciples are still with him as they're traveling and he's teaching. He is speaking of his relationship with God and God's relationship with him. Next, Jesus speaks of what the disciples then and now are to do. He calls us infants to illustrate those who are young in the faith. We wobble quite frequently in our faith, and Jesus teaches us that we are to share one another's burdens as Jesus does for us. We are not to grow weary, and both Isaiah and Matthew speak of bearing us up and thus are fulfilling our responsibility to bear one another up with gentleness and kindness. Listen to the word of the Lord from the prophet Isaiah. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And then from the reading from Matthew 11, verses 25 through 30. At that time, Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord, of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son. And anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal to him. Come to me, all of you that are weary and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Will you pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So, how's it going with carrying your burdens all day and all night by yourself? How's it going, tossing and turning, worrying about this and that? How's that going for you? Carrying your own load takes its toll on you. Worn and weary becomes your best friends. Well, I have good news. I am here to tell you that we can set aside our burdens, which wear us down, and exchange them for joy and peace. And this is what Jesus wants us to do. And today's scripture reading tells us how. We are to nourish our souls by remembering that we are filled with the fullness of God. And we are to follow the law of Christ. One of the great hymns, Blessed Be the Time, has a verse in it that comes right home to roost in our hearts. However, this takes a risk on our part. Listen. We share our mutual woes, our mutual burdens bear, and often for each other flows the sympathizing tear. If we share our mutual woes and burdens, then our worn and torn hearts and souls becomes much lighter. Seems simple, right? There's something that has to happen first to us before we can have a sympathizing tear with those others who are listening to their burdens. And the very first stanza of Blessed Be the Time says, our hearts in Christian love. You say, when I take your hand, if my heart is not filled with a Christian love, your tears mean nothing to me, because my heart is not filled with Christ. We do not take the hand of another and listen to them if our hearts are not filled with a Christ-like love. You see, filling our hearts with a Christian love is like the fullness of God coming upon you. Like the Holy Spirit comes down from the heavens and fills us, fills our souls and our hearts. So when we do that for others, we lighten their load. Thus our burdens of worn and weary becomes peace and joy. And peace and joy is so much lighter. I am reminded of Jesus' words when he says, my joy is in you and your joy is in me. There is no weariness in Jesus. Galatians 6:2 reminds us we are to bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. And so we discover that our own burdens are much lighter. You know, when I worship with you, I sit someplace here and there. And if you're sitting in back or in front of Mary or beside, she just steps out in that aisle and she gives you all the joy and peace you need to do. And you see her face. Now she's swinging with the music, the hymns, everything. And we all could learn so much about joy and peace and getting rid of those burdens and let the fullness of Christ come down upon us. Colossians 1 and 2 speaks of the fullness of God. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to live your faith in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. For in Christ the whole fullness of God dwells bodily, and you have come to fullness in Him. But we do live in a world where it's weary and worn. I'm reminded of one of the characters in Winnie the Pooh, who lives in the 100-acre wood, and all those delightful characters. Perhaps you can guess who I am going to refer to. You know, someone weary and worn. It is no other than our babe, Eeyore. You know, you can picture him right away. You know, ears hanging down. He is a down and out character who is worn and weary, if you ever saw, worn and weary. And we can identify with him. He is constantly down and out in his spirit. And he walks around with his head down, and if someone speaks to him in the 100 acre wood, he responds, "Thanks for noticing me." We hear you, Eeyore. We hear you. He carries all the characteristics of weary and worn. But something else has happened from our scriptures in Isaiah. The prophet says, God will offer you hope and restoration. No longer will you be worn and weary and down in the doldrums. I will lift you up on eagle's wings. So we wait for Jesus' joy to be in us and our joy to be in Jesus. And we wait to be lifted up on eagle's wings. I know you must be familiar with the book by Dr. Seuss, "Oh, the Places You Will Go." Have you read that one through as a grown adult? Read it. In this particular book, there's a place where his characters find themselves. It is called the waiting place. And there's a lot of weary, worn people in this waiting place. Dr. Seuss writes, "It is a place where people wait for a plane to go, for train or mail to come, or the phone to ring, or the snow to snow, or waiting around for a yes or no. Everyone is just waiting. We do not have to wait in the waiting room. You can turn the next page. Jesus offers hope and restoration to those who are weary and worn. He invites us to come to him and leave our burdens with him. Give it over to Jesus. He is faithful. We need a place to share our mutual woes with a sympathizing tear." On Facebook the other day, scrolling down, there was this picture of a little child, about maybe 1 year old, 2 years old. Maybe you all saw it. She says, "Give it over to God. Give our weariness over to God." So I believe the world's a waiting place. We realize that the world or earthly kingdom does not have all the answers. And so we wait for the place to share our mutual burdens and woes. We are not to forget that the prophet Isaiah offers hope and restoration. We cannot forget that Jesus says, "Come to me, I will lift your burdens." And we live in this fast-paced world where waiting is impossible for most of us. We want our burdens to disappear right now. Anyone that's got one this morning, you want to be gone when you go out that door. "Why? I went to church." But sometimes we must wait in the waiting room. Perhaps it is a burden that will wear us right down to the nub of our souls. We become worn and weary, and physically, emotionally, and spiritually. We forget that Jesus says, "Come to him." We forget that we can go to each other. We forget that we are filled with the fullness of Christ. And we forget that we are to follow the law of Christ. And of course, we all know the law of Christ. "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and your neighbor as yourself." Dr. Seuss continues, somehow you'll escape all that waiting and staying. You'll find the bright places where boom bands are playing. Turn that page. And Lord, we are waiting for the boom band to come. Isaiah says hope and restoration will be realized. We are filled with joy and peace. And we'd be like Mary out in the aisle, dancing around holding her books. Our troubles may not completely disappear, friends, but the way we handle them will be different when we ask Jesus to handle our burdens. Mind you, not gone, but a little easier to handle as we wait in the waiting room for God to answer us. Just a few minutes ago, or it seems, many people died in El Paso. One such man lost his only living relative, his beloved wife. Perhaps some of you saw that. He was totally alone, so he invited one and all to come to his wife's funeral. He was worn and weary. In a world he did not recognize anymore, Mr. Basco invited one and all, and the world came. The New York Times wrote, if you are anywhere near El Paso on Friday, the 16th of August, please consider attending Mr. Basco's beloved wife's memorial service and letting him know that he will not have to face this day alone. El Paso came. El Paso lifted Mr. Basco's burden. Even a mariachi band came. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Jesus extended the invitation through Mr. Basco. Jesus says, come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. When we carry the burdens for others, it is easy, because this is the burden of love. Be kind and gentle to one another. And I am pretty sure if you do, you will hear the boom boom band play. For it is love pouring out from all of you. For a world in need of hope and restoration. Glory to God in the highest and peace on earth to all.